Been walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge, hot soup on a campfire under the bridge, shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the new world, family sleeping in their cars in the subway. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway's alive at night, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joe. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a buddy and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass, got a one-way ticket through the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock, bathing in the city aqueduct. Well, the highway's alive at night, but where it's headed, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, waiting on the ghost of Tom Joe. Tom said, "Ma, wherever there's a cop beating a guy, wherever a hungry newborn baby cries, where there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air, look for me, Mom, I'll be there. Wherever somebody's fighting for a place to stand, or a decent job or a helping hand, wherever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Mom, you'll see me. The highway's alive at night, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line with the ghost of old Tom Joe." Something. Oh, and
You want me to move in a little bit closer to the mic, John? You can keep it down.
I think that's what you're doing. Right there.
And we're in this little western Arizona town, and there's a whole lot of them out there. There's every 80 or 90 miles, once you get off the interstate, there's these little desert towns. There are four corners. There's a gas station and a grocery store, a motel, and a bar. All the necessities for human life to flourish. And it was a little earlier in this time of year. It was in early fall, and it's real. Nights are real warm. You know, it's 85, 90, and 11:30 at night. And it's real dry in that little desert. And I was staying with some friends of mine, and we were in, you know, one of those hotels where you can lay on your bed and look out the door and see your car. Yeah. I like those. Sleep like a baby in those. Yeah, man. You know, we were sitting outside, and we were playing some cards, listening to some music. And these two Mexican men came in from the west and took the room next to us. And one was a young kid, and one was a fella about my age, I guess. And he come over and started looking at our motorcycles, and said he had a younger brother that died in a motorcycle accident a few months earlier. And it was something about the way that he talked about his brother that always stayed with me, something in his voice. And also, I think we were getting close to having our first baby, and you know, the minute you have the kids, all you're worried about is protecting them. And I always figure, you know, I'll be 35, and they'll be 35, and I'll be following them down the street. Somebody says, hey, who's that old man? Nobody. But I was writing a song about Central California drug trade, where Mexican gangs come up and hire migrant workers to work in the methamphetamine labs. And it's a song about two brothers, and I always had this fella's voice in my head.
Want to put some of that body back in this thing?